Are you enjoying this podcast? Well, you have KUOW members to thank for that. KUOW members make the trusted local journalism and storytelling you hear on this show possible. Become a member today and help support the production of this podcast. It only takes a minute. Make a donation at KUOW.org or follow the link in the show notes. And thanks.
You're listening to Soundside. I'm Diana Alpong in for Libby Denkman. At times, it was a rowdy weekend at Washington State's Republican gathering in Spokane to throw support behind a candidate for governor and other key offices. Delegates gave their official stamp of approval to military veteran and former Richland School Board member Sammy Byrd. On paper, he's an underdog, up against a better-funded Republican with eyes on the governor's mansion, former congressman and former King County Sheriff Dave Reichert. Byrd is the first African-American to ever be endorsed by the Washington State Republican Party for governor, and the decision sends a message about who the state's party's faithful members see as the standard bearer for the Washington GOP, Donald J. Trump. Here to walk us through how the party convention went over the weekend is KNKX reporter Scott Greenstone. Hi, Scott. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Of course. First off, remind us, what is the point of these state party conventions and whose opinion matters here and why?
Yeah, well, normally the state party convention is just sort of procedural. You get together, you write the party platform, you choose delegates to send to the national convention. But this one is actually a lot different than conventions past because this year it's earlier and they're endorsing candidates for statewide seats and congressional seats, Senate seats, before the filing deadline even. And here's the reason they're doing that. They want to unite. The Republican Party has had a hard time under Washington's top two primary change that they made, you know, a little over 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. Basically, what's happening is sometimes a lot of Republicans run for one seat and only two Democrats or a Democrat and an independent get through to the general election. So this was really a move to unify the party.
Oh, okay. So we've talked in the past about how Dave Reichert and Sammy Byrd are not hugely different on policy, but they still represent a real division in the GOP as we talk about a fractured party. What were the stakes going into this convention for Republicans in this choice between Reichert and Byrd?
They are very similar, but there are a few key differences between them, particularly in how they responded to COVID-19 lockdowns. Dave Reichert wrote an op-ed in the Seattle Times arguing for COVID lockdowns, the economic argument for COVID lockdowns. Sammy Byrd, on the other hand, ran for the Richland School Board where he lives and voted to repeal mask mandates and also a number of other sort of culture war type stuff, like he opposed critical race theory and things like that in schools. On other things, they're fairly similar, but Byrd would probably just be a little bit more hardline. For instance, he wants to make simple drug possession a felony again in Washington, and Reichert's campaign says he would just enforce the laws that are already on the books. But the stakes here are really important because a lot of Republicans believe Reichert might be the first Republican in 30 years who could actually win. They see Democrats as pretty vulnerable on issues of drugs and crime, mm-hmm. and they think that Reichert could actually persuade some Democrats and independents to come over and vote for him because he is a former sheriff and has a very pro-police record in Congress.
Both candidates are different in a lot of ways, especially when it comes to experience. And as you mentioned, this convention wasn't just for the governor's race. There were many other political candidates being considered for upcoming elections. But for now, we're going to focus just on the governor's race. Let's start on Friday, when candidates were supposed to make speeches and pitch themselves to these GOP delegates. And how many delegates were there, Scott?
There were around 1,800 from across the state, and they were chosen by precinct committees and county party groups.
Okay, so a lot of people. And it sounds like things seemed to go off the rails a bit. What happened?
So Sammy Byrd is controversial even within his own party. And 2 days before the convention commenced, an article came out in the Seattle Times where he admitted to committing bank larceny 30 years ago. And he hadn't disclosed that, as far as I can tell, to the Republican Party when he applied for their endorsement. Now, he says that there was only a 15-year sort of limit on those sort of that question of, is there anything that could come out about you that would embarrass the party? But a lot of people say, well, hey, why weren't you honest about this? But he says, hey, I was a different person then, and I've changed. I joined the military. I won a Purple Heart and a bronze commendation for, you know, bravery. So there was essentially a move from the candidate committee to disqualify Semi Byrd from the nomination, and the delegates, who were largely pro-Byrd, there were tons of Semi Byrd signs in the audience, rose up and chanted obscenities and overturned that motion, amended the vote so that Semi Byrd could not be disqualified. And in the midst of all this, Dave Reichert announced on social media that he was withdrawing his name from consideration.
So this is all on the first day of the convention. That's a lot of stuff going on. What was the scene like? It sounds like Byrd's supporters were not happy with the state party. As you mentioned, somewhere along the lines, Dave Reichert says, I'm not going. What was the scene like at the convention on Friday afternoon when all of this was going down? Can you describe it for us?
Yes, it was, some have said, chaotic. GOP leadership have pushed back on that, particularly the chairman of the party. Raucous might be their term. There was a lot of yelling and chanting, and there were a lot of different motions that not everyone in the room could hear. I believe at one point someone tried to remove the chair and remove party leadership. There was potentially, I think, a move to get rid of the vote altogether. And some folks who came up and spoke said, I've never seen anything like this in decades.
Wow. Okay. So this was an unusual scene for the Republican convention here in Washington State. And Semi Byrd eventually did get that state Republican nomination. How did that play out?
Yeah, he got a pretty overwhelming vote, over 70%. And I think if you look sort of across the board there, folks who openly support Trump did much better than candidates who had gone against them. I didn't really talk about this before, but on Friday, when former Congresswoman Jamie Herrera Butler got up to speak, she's running for Commissioner of Public Lands. Mm-hmm. Many people in the audience rose up and turned their backs to her, likely because she voted to impeach Trump when she was in Congress.
Yes.
Her challenger for the Republican nomination got 86% of the vote. So there was really a trend here. If you supported Trump, then you got more votes. If you were quiet about him, you got less. Reichert said in the past, in 2017, that he would have had to arrest Trump if he had made those Access Hollywood comments in King County. And he's criticized Trump in the past. If you had voted to impeach Trump, like Jamie Herrera Butler, you got a very low chunk of the vote. So this was a very pro-Trump convention.
Okay, so she got the cold shoulder. Did Dave Reichert ever show up to the convention?
He did not. He told me he was in town, but he turned around.
With this choice, the state Republican Party has officially backed a candidate in Semi Byrd who, on paper, might look like an unexpected choice. Outside of the fact that he's a supporter of Trump, he has raised far less money than Dave Reichert, and he has less experience in public office. What did you hear from Byrd's supporters? Why did so many delegates go his way? Is it just because he aligns so much with Trump and has been less critical?
I don't think that's all of it. Okay. I talked to a few folks at the convention just there to support him who weren't sure who they were going to vote for in November, and they were just drawn to his charisma. He is a very good speaker. He's very good at getting people on their feet. I talked to other people who said, you know, they like the fact that he's a black man, but a strong, biblical, constitutional conservative, that they wanted more diversity in the party. It's really hard to put Semi Byrd in a box. On some issues, he looks a little bit like Ron DeSantis, the Florida governor. On others, he looks like Trump. You might compare him and his speaking style to Trump. But I think that They were drawn by the fact that he is a staunch pro-Trump conservative, certainly, and that he's done a lot of grassroots activism. He's very popular with the folks who are most involved in the party, from what I can tell this last weekend.
Okay. And what about Reichert supporters? What were they saying during the convention, especially when their candidate wasn't there?
Yeah, some of them understood why he didn't show up. One of them called it a clown show. Others said, yeah, well, you know, Jamie Herrera Butler showed up and got booed. Maybe he should have just kind of taken it in stride. Yeah.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I think a lot of the folks I talked to said, well, it's hard to blame him. The Republican Party is going through a historic realignment right now. And as he said to me on Sunday, he doesn't need their endorsement.
Ah, okay. Why doesn't he need their endorsement?
Well, the Republican Party in Washington state has been struggling in the last few years, but particularly since Donald Trump, you know, rose to prominence. Washingtonians, even Republicans, it seems, don't tend to love Donald Trump. And since he was elected in 2016, they have lost the Senate, the state Senate. They have lost every statewide office. And, you know, they haven't been able to raise as much as the Democratic Party. So, you know, this was a showing of support for Semi Byrd from the core of the party. Mm. But Reichert thinks that if he wants to win, he's got to appeal to Democrats and independents, particularly folks who are, you know, as he would say, fed up with the Democratic leadership in Olympia.
Okay. We've talked in the past about how before the GOP convention, the party had asked candidates to respect the delegates' choice and to drop out if they didn't get the official nod. This was supposed to be a bid for unity and to avoid a situation where Republicans could box each other out of the top two primary process that we have here in Washington and end up with two Democrats on the ballot in the fall. So that was the idea. How is that going for the Republican Party? Will Reichert or Jamie Herrera Butler actually drop out?
I think there's no chance Reichert will, or at least right now. Again, they actually have until May 10th. That's the filing deadline. But Reichert has raised over $2.5 million, and early polls show that he might even be more popular than Bob Ferguson, the leading Democratic candidate. Again, those are early polls. But as far as Jamie Herrera Butler, I haven't seen anything yet that she will. They endorsed a candidate who ran in 2020, Sue Keel Peterson, and she, you know, only got a little over 43% of the vote. So Jamie Herrera Butler may, you know, stay in the race simply because she thinks that Republicans would be willing to give her a shot this time against whoever rises to the top of a very crowded field for Commissioner of Public Lands.
Yeah, there's a lot going on within the GOP. And I would say this is a really interesting time to get into the heads of party leadership at the state GOP because they have delegates who are super energized to support a Trump-aligned candidate for governor, which is Semi Byrd now. At the same time, they've got to be looking at the past performance of far-right candidates like Lauren Culp and wondering who is more electable in November. What will you be watching for as all this plays out, Scott?
I do think the fundraising will be important. Now, Semi Byrd has access to the support of the Republican Party and its fundraising apparatus. Will that improve his numbers? Again, he's at the very bottom, even behind candidates who have dropped out of the race. Less than $500,000 right now. But he says, you know, he's not the big money guy. He's not the person the political donor class likes. He's the person the grassroots like. So will he be able to do more with the Republican Party's logistical support? That'll be really interesting. Or will, you know, donors sort of dry up? That's certainly a question going forward. But, you know, it's still a long way to August, and there's still a lot of time for these candidates to sort of separate themselves, both from each other and maybe from Donald Trump. So there's a lot of questions for the Republican Party going forward, many of them from its own membership, as I heard this weekend, about who are we and what makes up a Republican. And so that's what I'll really be thinking about between now and the August primary, not just who is a Republican, but who is a Washington State Republican?
Well said. Scott Greenstone, reporter at KNKX, thanks so much for making the time.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to Soundside. This show is only possible because listeners support us. If you're able to give right now, please check out the show notes for a link to donate. And don't forget, you can listen live on KUOW 94.9 FM Seattle at noon and 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, or anytime online at KUOW.org.
Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. A story of moral panic, grassroots activism, and an unstoppable music community that fought for its freedom. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.